Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin should overhaul its referendum process, allowing Wisconsinites to amend state law or Wisconsin's constitution. It's Monday, January 6th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, cases of neurovirus are on the rise across the country. That includes here in Wisconsin. And millions of healthcare patients were affected by a major cyber attack months ago, and they're just finding out now. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers is once again asking for changes that would allow citizens to bypass the legislature with proposals to amend state law or Wisconsin's constitution. Sarah Lear has the details.
In Wisconsin, only the state legislature has the power to place proposals on statewide ballots. Evers says that should change.
Republican legislators have repeatedly ignored the will of the people of Wisconsin, a majority of whom support proposals like restoring Roe and access to safe legal abortion, legalizing and taxing marijuana like we do alcohol.
The governor is asking lawmakers to pave the way for a process that would let citizens gather signatures to bring issues to the ballot. That would allow Wisconsinites to change laws or the state constitution with a statewide majority vote. Evers called for a similar overhaul of Wisconsin's referendum process in 2022. But the Republican-controlled legislature declined to take up the issue. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A cyber attack temporarily crippled one of Wisconsin's largest hospital systems this spring. It's now been determined to have affected millions of patients' personal information. Ascension began alerting affected people in late December. On May 8th, the healthcare system detected the data breach. At the time, it was unclear whether the hackers had gained access to sensitive patient information. In a letter sent to patients, Ascension officials say that files containing payment, medical, insurance, and government information was all compromised. That could include credit card and bank account numbers and social security or passport numbers. Ascension is now offering patients free credit monitoring. The healthcare system operates 24 hospital campuses and more than 100 healthcare facilities across the state. Wisconsin health officials, meanwhile, say there was a record number of neurovirus outbreaks in December. As Hope Kerwin reports, the surge could be due to a new strain of the virus spreading across the state.
Norovirus is commonly seen in winter and causes vomiting and diarrhea. The highly contagious disease has been on the rise across the country this year. Lynn Roberts is an epidemiologist for the State Department of Health Services. She says Wisconsin had 100 norovirus outbreaks in December alone, the most that's ever been recorded for the month. She believes the surge could be from a new strain of the virus.
We've had the same kind of dominant strain throughout the country for about 10 years or so. And this year we have a new one on the scene that's taking over.
Robert says people should remain at home for 48 hours after symptoms pass to avoid spreading the virus. Hand sanitizer is not effective against it, so hand washing is strongly encouraged, especially in group settings like restaurants or schools. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
City of Milwaukee officials will soon discuss eliminating the snow removal fee that it collects from residents. Milwaukee got around 4.5 inches of snow during a December storm, and some alders complained that many of the side streets in residential areas were left unplowed. Most residents pay an annual snow and ice removal fee, which brings in about $11 million per year. Milwaukee alder Lamont Westmoreland was also upset about the response from the City Department of Public Works. He does not believe removing the fee or returning it to residents is the answer.
People don't want a refund on snow plowing. People want the job done right the first time.
On Wednesday, the Public Works Committee will discuss the issue. The commissioner of the Department of Public Works was not available for an interview. the amount of cargo moving through ports on Great Lakes is trailing behind shipments at the same time last year as the shipping season nears its end. Danielle Kading has more.
The port of Duluth Superior is the busiest commercial port on the Great Lakes. Through November, it moved around 26 million tons of cargo. Iron ore made up the vast majority of those shipments. Jason Roan with the Duluth Seaway Port Authority says that top cargo was down almost 10%.
So when you're talking about a year-over-year decline from last season, well, last season was also the best for iron ore since 1995.
Last year, around 21.5 million tons of iron ore moved through the port, but it's declined this year as domestic steel production has dropped amid weak demand. But grain is up nearly 4% and set to have its best year since 2021. Port Milwaukee officials say it's also seen an increase in grain exports since an agricultural maritime export facility opened last year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
In sports, the Green Bay Packers lost to the Chicago Bears yesterday, 24-22 the final. The season's now over for the Bears. The Packers move on to the playoffs, where they will be taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in the first round. That game is set for Sunday at 3:30 in the afternoon on Fox. And finally, in weather, a winter weather advisory is in effect for Racine, Milwaukee, and Kenosha counties. That's going to be lasting pretty much throughout the day today. Could see several inches of lake effect snow in those areas. The rest of the state, we'll see highs in the teens and 20s and just a few flurries throughout the day. That'll do it for this Monday. Thanks so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, send us your feedback. You can send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org or just leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast app wherever you're listening now. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.